What's up, Packers fans? Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It's Wednesday, I believe. I've lost track of time. The Packers will be back on the practice field later today at nearly full strength. Pretty impressive show out yesterday on the practice field. The one lone exception, obviously, being David Bakhtiari. But for the most part, this is a pretty damn healthy football team heading into the divisional round showdown with the San Francisco 49ers on Saturday night. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Good morning. Hope you're all doing well. Lots of people checking in from all over the place. David, thank you for the super chat. Going to be a big Lazard game. That's every possibility. You have to think they're going to be rolling coverage to Devontae. That should give Allen plenty of opportunities without question. Greetings from Louisiana. What's up, Jonathan? Greetings from New York City. I hope you're doing well. Hey, Nags, getting ready to leave tomorrow for my first Packers playoff game. Go Pack, go. G. Taylor, have a phenomenal time. You're going to soak it all in. Have a great, great, great weekend. Uncultured Barbarian, what's up, man? Haven't seen you in a minute. Thanks for the super chat. This morning's jams are Don't Fear the Reaper by Blue Oyster Cult and Hair the Dog by Nazareth. No fear and consternation coming from me, Pappies. I'm down with it, man. I'm down with the tunes. I love it. Thank you so much. Craig Smith, thank you for the super chat. We understand that Jimmy G is excited about his team played against the Cowboys, but it's the same old Jimmy G. We don't need luck. We just need to be in position. Jimmy G will throw us the ball. Craig Smith doing a ode to Charles Woodson there, I believe. I like it. James, is it Saturday yet? I wish. Dale, good day from London. Good day from New York City. I hope you're well. More cowbell. You said it, accidental hero. Marshall, Illinois is here. What's up? Going to the game, I'll be standing. Where do I find Banky to high-five those gloves? Shane, I don't know exactly where Corey's going to be sitting. If it's his family seats, he'll be on the Packers sideline about 20 rows up. They've got phenomenal seats for his grandpa's old seats, but I don't know if he'll be sitting in those. But that's where I know his family sits. Chris, thanks for the super chat. I've decided I'm sick of us losing playoff games. Time to finish the year on a win. I like it, Chris. I will impart your wisdom to the team with post-haste as soon as I can. What's the strat with 69? Making sure he's healthy, I think, is the whole key. Today's a big day, I would suspect, for Bakhtiari. No, he wasn't out there yesterday. If he's out there today, I'm feeling pretty good about his chances of playing on Saturday night. If he ain't out there today, I'm going to be surprised if he plays on Saturday night. Now, I've been surprised before, so we'll see how that rolls out. But I think today is a big, big key as far as getting him on the practice field. Pat Amir, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Aaron, do you expect Barry to load the box with Jimmy G never playing in a cold weather game and being injured with thumb and shoulder? I doubt he does a lot of that. Maybe he'll show a little bit of, you know, extra guy in the box, bring down the safety, what have you. I think we'll see a lot of five-man line. And obviously you want to stop the run, but, you know, as turnover prone as Garoppolo can be, and he certainly is that, he has also made a number of big-time throws in the last kind of month or so during this run for the 49ers. I would be careful of completely dismissing him, and I think Joe will too. There are certainly going to be situations where they want to load the box, so to speak, but I don't think it's as simple as just, you know, commit numbers to it. I mean, you don't have to go much further than the NFC Championship game a couple years ago. Mike Pettin tried everything numbers-wise, and Kyle Shanahan still ran all over him. So I definitely think they want to challenge, and I definitely think they want to show them different looks, and one of those looks will be guys in the box, extra bodies, etc. But it's not as simple as just a numbers game. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Happy hump day, Nags. I will reiterate my desire from yesterday. I want a 3-score lead after the first half. Pappies and Pappy fun. Thank you, TKM. Yeah, that'd be great. I don't anticipate that, but that would be great. I would love that. Jeff, thanks for the super chat. I get the feeling the Pack will need to establish the run early to slow down the rush and keep 12 clean. Thoughts? Yeah, I think that makes a ton of sense. I've been saying that all year. I don't know how much they've listened to me. I think it's a great idea in theory. It's not their usual MO. And when you get to the playoffs, you like to, you know, do what got you there, so to speak. And I think they will think similar, and undoubtedly they will run the ball a bit, but I think they will come with the, you know, dance with the girl they brought to the dance, and that'll be the passing game. So yeah, I think they'll mix in the run, but I don't think it was going to be a heavy commitment to it as much as I would love that. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Coach got you yesterday. Good question to him and 12. thanks. Yeah, no, it was funny because now if you want to ask a question, you've got to turn your camera on and coach can see us, but the viewing public doesn't see us. And I literally had to fix something on my computer that I do these chats on was acting up, and I was reacting to that, and coach saw me and thought I was reacting to him. So he called me out. That is what it is. Set the camera to off. LT, thanks for the super chat. Last matchup seemed like the Niners didn't use Debo too much. That's probably not the case this time. How do we stop the versatility of Debo? I mean, I've said it pretty much since that game ended, and we knew they were facing the 49ers. It's not like they're going to shut him down. I don't expect that. You have got to be fundamentally sound, though, which on the good side of the ledger, the Packers are, by metrics and by the tape, one of the better tackling teams in the league. Now, they've slipped up here and there, especially that Cleveland game on Christmas. Very poor tackling. But for the most part, they've been a really solid tackling team, and they have got to continue that on Saturday night against Debo. He's going to get yards. He's going to earn them. There's no question about it. But when you arrive, you have got to be fundamentally sound. You've got to get him on the ground. You can't allow cheap yards. You can't throw a shoulder into this guy. You can't just kind of lunge arm tackle at him. You've got to arrive full chest, wrap up into the ground. And now that's very easily said, much harder to do. If you're not putting him on the ground, at least get him wrapped up and let the cavalry arrive and help you. Because again, he's going to get his yards. He's going to run. He's going to catch. That's going to happen. You just have to make sure that it stops and it doesn't rupture into these big gains that really kill you. But shutting him down is not a thing I expect is going to happen. Todd, watch party this weekend. Yes, sir. I will be on my own. Corey will be in Lambeau at the game. I think we may get a check-in from Corey, but I'll be in the podcast room, the Cheesehead TV podcast room at LiveX, watching the game with all you fine folks. Pat, thank you for the super chat. Man, Packers D have mind control over Debo. He's like, give me 10 yards, and they do. But when he leaves the field, they be tackling again. I mean, I think the design of the play and the other players in the field have something to do with that as well. It's not just Debo, but yeah, he's a good player. There's no question. Podcast, man, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Run Dylan down 49ers' throat, monster in the cold. I love this plan. I hope they go about it that way. I doubt they do. Let me give a quick shout out to our good friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook app. Look at that logo. Don't you love it? You know you do. People, head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, download the app, use the promo code Cheesehead. I can't stress this enough. Use promo code Cheesehead. They got all sorts of great promotions going on right now, and not just with the NFL, NBA, also at NHL, any sport really that you're interested in. And I understand it's not available in every state, but if it is available in your state, download it, use promo code Cheesehead, and have some fun. I mean, Oz, a couple other, I think it was Michael yesterday, a bunch of people are starting to use it, and they all seem to love it. And I do it myself, and I have a ball. You can do player props, you can bet games. It's a ton of fun, and you don't need to spend a ton of money. Just put $5 on something. It's a lot of fun. And if it's available in your area, download the app. Use code Cheesehead. That's promo code Cheesehead. You want to do it, folks. What else we got here? GBP, man, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Going to the NFC Championship game at Lambeau and planning the Super Bowl party for back home with the fam. Heard the Super Bowl is pretty corporate and that the title game is better. Yes, all of that is true. It's good to go to the Super Bowl at least once. I've been to a number of them, but it is a very corporate affair. It's still a good time. I mean, the week leading up to the Super Bowl is really what it's about. It's not really about the day of the game very much. you're going to have fun regardless. But yes, the championship game, if it does happen, if they beat the 49ers and they host one at Lambeau, can't beat that. It's awesome. TKM, thanks to the super chat, man. With the playoffs, do we see unscouted looks from our side of the ball? Hence, everyone hides something for the playoffs. What do we expect? Cobb throwing? I mean, it'd be great if Cobb got to chuck one, but I don't think they'll go hog wild. I don't think it'll be a ton of stuff. There'll be wrinkles and things that we haven't seen, no doubt about it. It happens every year. But a lot of it will be, you know, stuff that we've seen throughout the season, stuff that they feel really works, they feel really comfortable with a sprinkling of unscouted stuff. But for the most part, they'll look like, hopefully, look like themselves and the team we've been watching all year. Jair at wide receiver. Matt keeps teasing Jair on the offensive side of the ball, so we'll see. It could be fun. I don't know. We'll find out. But he does keep kind of he brought it up, and then someone asked him about it, and he's obviously not going to tell us what he's talking about. But we'll see. Could be a good time. I think they will use the same play that the Lions did Week 18, but use Cobb at QB. I would love that. Chuck, why is Rob Demoski obsessed with gas prices? It's just a running joke. It's no big deal. I think it's funny. Your mileage may vary. More to return this week? I hope so, Sly. They protected four guys on the practice squad, and he was one of them. Hopefully they bring him up, because I think it's just night and day, right? When he's back there as a returner, he's so much more comfortable with the ball in his hand. The decision-making is really crisp and confident. I can't imagine they roll with Amari Rodgers in a playoff game, but I've been wrong before. That's why it's called Negler's Never Right. GBP, man, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. What's a piece of advice you would give to someone just starting to do live shows, chats, etc. with the fans? Ooh, baby. That's a good question. Try to be consistent with your output. I think a lot of people start the idea of, oh, I'm going to do this, and then they start doing it, and they realize it's a lot of work, or it can be a lot of work, and it is. But and then they fall off and stop doing it, and they realize, oh, this is too much, and then they stop. If you really want to do it, you want to make something of it, you got to be consistent. You got to keep putting out content, even when no one's looking at it, no one's watching it, no one's reading it, whatever. You got to keep doing it, because if for no other reason, it's like a muscle. You know, you got to exercise it. You got to do it every day. I think when we first started, obviously the landscape was very different online. There were blogs out there. There's people were starting Packers blogs, and then they would stop. And we saw a lot of people start things, and then they kind of faded away. One of the things that kept us going was we just kept doing it. We're doing it anyway. I mean, Corey and I just argue about the Packers all the time anyway. So we were like, well, let's just record it. You know, that was really the impetus. But the idea of making something, creating something every single day was, at the time, I mean, there weren't even the term, I don't think, was around, content creator. We just did it. But keep doing it every day. And if you're not getting any feedback, no one's in the comment section, whatever, just keep doing it. That will separate you out from 90% of the people who start. That's my advice on that. Andy, thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags. With Merciless, Z, Jair, and possibly more, who gets put down, and does special teams take a hit? Thanks for putting out quality and consistent content over time. Thanks, Andy. Yes, that is the kind of the tricky part, right? Is where do you put somebody down? Maybe in the secondary, maybe a Shamar Jean Charles, who I know has been on special teams. Maybe he gets put in street clothes. I don't know. It's a juggling act. There's no doubt about it. Maybe like Tipa goes down, I would suspect. We'll see. We'll see which way they go. But there will definitely be someone who has been playing a lot of minutes and a lot of snaps who are going to be in street clothes on Saturday night. I hope the national press is getting under 12's one cell thick skin motivate him to bring an A game. Aaron talked about it yesterday. I don't think he needs much motivation here. I mean, he knows what's at stake both for this season and for his legacy. It's a big game regardless. I think he'll bring his A game. I'm not worried about Aaron Rodgers. Lord knows he's been in this position before, and he knows what's required. I find it interesting they never put Stokes back to return kicks, punts. He's the fastest guy on the team and would help improve his ball skills. Dermott was successful back there. I'm trying to remember if Stokes was back there during the summer because they would rotate like two or three guys. It was usually Cobb and Amari and then like one or two others. But I don't think it was Stokes. I'll have to go kind of look at my notes. But, you know, the idea of putting a guy back there is great and all, but not everybody's a natural at it. You know, we've seen that, of course, throughout recent history and the history of Packers football. Just because you got speed doesn't mean you're a natural returner. And maybe it would help with his ball skills, but are you really, you know, want some on-the-job training? Not forget the playoffs, just in a regular season game that might cost you if he fumbles, etc. I mean, yeah, he's got to practice and all that, but I don't know. I don't think he's a natural returner, or else they probably would have tried it. But, hey, crazier things have happened. Would they sorry, Andy. Would they even put Amari down? And if so, could he get picked up by others? No, he couldn't get – they wouldn't put him down. They wouldn't cut him. They would have to cut him to put him on the practice squad. They're not going to do that. They may, you know, have him inactive. That's a possibility. But they're not going to cut Amari. No. Do you expect a lot of two tight end formations from the 49ers? What do you think – who do you think will shadow Kittle? I don't think anybody will shadow him. I think we'll see a lot of kind of mixing and matching of coverages. Some Savage, some King probably at times. Amos as well. Yes, I think you'll see some, maybe not strictly two tight end stuff, but power stuff. You know, Juszczyk is their real kind of X factor. They like to move him around a lot. But yeah, I think Kittle, the way he was not involved in that Cowboys game, I think it will be the exact opposite on Saturday night. I think he will be heavily involved for the 49ers. Mark, thanks for the super chat. Rewatched the second and third quarter of 49ers Cowboys last night. Got to say, I'm not that worried. Gap discipline will go a long way to a win. Well, the difference too, for me, looking at that game and then looking at the Packers where they've had issues with the run game and then how they fix those issues, watch the Christmas game against the Browns and then watch the next week against the Vikings. That's night and day as far as what you're talking about, gap discipline. They are so much better in that Vikings game. Now, obviously, not a lot of a threat at quarterback in that game, but the tackling and the gap discipline is so much better against the Vikings. So I'm with you in the sense of, I don't know if I'm not, you know, I think the 49ers are going to move the ball. I think they're really, obviously, a dynamic offense on the ground. But yes, I think, more than anything, watching the 49ers Cowboys game, the thing I keep coming back to is, man, the Cowboys committed 14 fucking penalties. That's so much free yardage and so many extended drives for the 49ers. If the Packers are just disciplined, you know, they're ahead of the game here. So, yeah, I think, again, the 49ers are a tough team. Packers play their game, they should win. John, thanks for the super chat. The hype video the Packers put out yesterday, fire. Oh my gosh. That moment when they started with all the modern stuff and then they cut to the sky and the ball coming out of the sky and then they fall, the camera pans down to Dorsey Levins catching it. Oh my, I lost my freaking mind. That was awesome. They're so good. They're so good at that stuff. Quinn, thanks for the super chat. I get the sense people think the 49ers are a much better team than the Packers. Do they forget we're the number one seed for a reason? Yeah, I talked about this, I think, on Monday. You know, we obsess over the Packers, so we see them every, we see all their flaws. We see, you know, we nitpick everything. So it's natural that you see another team once in a while and they're doing well. You're like, oh my gosh, that team is so good. They've got their flaws. They got their fans are nitpicking their stuff. Like, it's no question that the Packers are a good football team. We just get down in the minutiae. So we see, you know, the warts, so to speak. But I hear you. I hear you, man. I've kind of been trying to preach that all week. Tate, thanks for the super chat. San Francisco special teams is worse than Green Bay's. The one area where you can definitely say the Packers have the advantage because it's like, man, they are bad. They are a bad, bad special team. Packers, just got to be comp. Just give us competence. And we'll come out on top in that one. I like it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Join Corey and I tonight, Packer Transplants Live. It'll be 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Lambeau time, right here on the YouTube channel. Please hit like, hit subscribe, then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.